it was opened in 1843, and then it was not particularly successful because they made mostly English-style ales and porters, and then it was bought in 1889 by a German immigrant named Julius Esselborn, who had actually settled in Cincinnati and then moved here to open the brewery. And he was really successful because he brewed lager beer, which everyone loves. And then when his son took over after his death in 1900, the brewery closed down twice under his ownership. Once in 1909 because of the women's temperance movement. The laws were repealed in 1911 and reopened, and then they closed down again in 1920. They tried for a year to make a non-alcoholic beer, which they called Flip, but Flip flopped, so they went out of business in 1920 and didn't reopen as a brewery until 1997.
Flip flopped and a non-alcoholic beer way back then. Who knew? Do you still use original recipes from the owners?
We have one original recipe, which is our Red Bird Ale. It's a steam ale, which dates back to the early 1800s when the brewery first opened. And then we just brought back another classic brand, which is our Crystal Gold Lager. That one, we do not have the original recipe, but we have a lot of descriptions, so we try to do the best we could to preserve it.
When people think about microbreweries, they often think about them in urban settings. How does the brewery fit into a smaller town like Portsmouth?
Well, we have a lot of community support, and it's really neat, too, because we get a lot of tourists that come in from out of town just to check out the brewery, and we're right in the historic district of Boney Fiddle in downtown Portsmouth, right by the mural, so it's really a great destination spot for the area.
Tell me a little bit about your business model. You bottle and sell beer retail, and you've got a new lager on the market.
We do. So, yeah, we sell bottled beer, and then we also sell draft beer in kegs. So all fine bars and restaurants carry our beer in southern and central Ohio, and then also grocery stores and carryouts. And we also just came out with our Crystal Gold Light Lager, which I was telling you about. So a lot of microbreweries don't do lagers, and then no one really does light beer either. So we're really appealing to a different market with this beer.
Why are lagers kind of forgotten about in the beer world?
Well, it's a little bit easier to brew an ale. It takes a lot less time. Your turnaround from the time you brew an ale until the time you keg and bottle it is about 2 weeks. The turnaround on a lager is anywhere from a month to a month and a half. So you have to really plan ahead, and it's easier to mess up because they're usually lighter in flavor. So if you don't do everything perfect, people are going
to
know.
Why is it important to preserve small-town industries like breweries? So many get absorbed by industrial giants.
Well, especially for us here in Portsmouth, where we've lost a lot of industry, I think it really brings a lot of heart back into the community, where we're bringing new jobs into the area and new people coming in from out of town. And then also there's so much history associated with it. I think it's really neat to help keep that alive here in Portsmouth.
You can find out how to get more information about the Portsmouth Brewing Company and its history on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Emily Yildrick, thank you.
Thank you.